Hello and welcome to your GCSE German Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're covering one of the most important and most frequently tested topics in the whole GCSE German course, basic vocabulary. We're talking greetings, numbers, days, months, seasons, times of day and colours. These words come up in every single paper. Listening, speaking, reading and writing. So getting them absolutely nailed is going to earn you marks across the board. Let's dive straight in. First up, Begrüßungen. That's greetings. These are your bread and butter for the speaking exam, especially in role plays and general conversation. Let's run through the key ones. Guten Morgen, good morning. You'd use this before midday. Guten Tag, good afternoon, or just a general hello during the day. Guten Abend, good evening. This one comes up in role play set in restaurants or hotels. Gute Nacht, good night. Notice that Nacht is feminine, die Nacht, so it's gute, not guten. Hallo, hi or hello, nice and easy, just like English. Tschüss, bye, very casual and commonly used. Auf Wiedersehen, goodbye. More formal, literally until we see each other again. Now, here's a really important one that trips candidates up every year. Bitte. This word has two meanings. It means please when you're making a request, but it also means you're welcome when someone thanks you. So if someone says danke, thank you, you reply bitte. Examiners love testing this in context, so make sure you know both uses. Danke. Thank you. Danke schön. Thank you very much. A lovely polite phrase. Entschuldigung. Excuse me or sorry. You'll need this in role play set in public places. Now let's move on to Zahlen, numbers. These are tested heavily in the listening paper, especially in dictation tasks and when you hear prices, phone numbers, addresses and times. Let me run through the key ones. 0, 0, ein, 1. 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16, 16, 17, 17, 18, 18, 19, 19, 20, 20. Now, here's where candidates make a classic mistake. Listen carefully. 16, 16, 60, 60. They sound similar, but they're very different numbers. The teen numbers end in 10, and the tens end in zi. So, 30 is 30, 40 is 40, 50 is 50, 60 is 60, 70 is 70, 80 is 80, 90 is 90, und 100 is 100, 1,000 is 1,000, and eine Million is 1 million. Brilliant! Now let's look at the days of the week, die Wochentage. All days of the week in German are masculine, der Montag, der Dienstag, and they don't use capital letters in the middle of a sentence. Actually, wait, yes they do. In German, all nouns are capitalised, so Montag, Dienstag, Mittwoch, always with a capital M. Montag, Monday, Dienstag, Tuesday, Mittwoch, Wednesday. This one literally means midweek, which is a great memory hook. Donnerstag, Thursday, Freitag, Friday, Samstag, Saturday, Sonntag, Sunday. To say on Monday, you use am. Am Montag. Am Freitag, on Friday. This little word am is essential for writing and speaking tasks. Now the months, die Monate. Great news, most German months are very similar to English, so use those cognates to your advantage. Januar, Februar, März, April, Mai, Juni, Juli, August, September, October, November, Dezember. Notice März has an umlaut, that little two-dot mark over the A. And Juni and Juli are very similar,
be careful not to mix them up in listening tasks. To say in January, you use im. Im Januar. Im Februar. Im is your key word for months. The seasons, the Jahreszeiten. There are four, and they're all masculine. Der Frühling, spring. Der Sommer, summer. Der Herbst, autumn. Der Winter, winter. To say in summer, again use im. Im Sommer. Im Winter. Im Frühling. Im Herbst. Now let's tackle telling the time, the Uhrzeit. This is a big one for listening tasks where you hear times announced. The key phrase is es ist, it is. Es ist 3 Uhr, it is 3 o'clock. Es ist Viertel nach 3 Uhr, it is 3:15. Viertel means quarter, nach means past. Es ist 4:30, it is 3:30. Now, this one is really tricky. 4:30 literally means 4:30, but it means 3:30, because you're saying it's halfway to 4. This confuses so many candidates. Es ist Viertel vor 4 Uhr. It is 3:45. Vor means before or to. Wie viel Uhr? At what time? 3 Uhr. At 3 o'clock. 6:30. At 7:30. And finally, die Farben, colours. These are brilliant for writing tasks when you're describing things and want to add detail to boost your marks. Rot, red. Blau, blue. Grün, grün. Gelb, yellow. Orange, orange. Schwarz, black. Weiß, white. Grau, grün. Braun, brown. Rosa, pink. Lila, purple. Hellblau, light blue. Dunkelgrün, dark green. One key grammar point with colours. When a colour comes before a noun, it needs an adjective ending. So a red car is ein rotes Auto. Rotes, not rot. But if it comes after the verb sein, to be, it stays in its basic form. Das Auto ist rot. Rot, no ending. We'll look at this more in the grammar section.
Right, now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the vocabulary is only half the battle. Let me give you my top tips for each skill. For listening, always read the questions before the audio plays. Underline key words in the question, especially time words like gestern, yesterday, morgen, tomorrow, nächste Woche, next week. When you hear numbers, jot them down immediately in the margin. Don't try to hold them in your head. Watch out for the 16 versus 60 trap, 16 versus 60. The examiner knows you'll confuse these, so they test them deliberately. Also listen for negatives like nicht and kein. They completely change the meaning. For speaking, prepare a bank of opinion phrases in advance. Ich finde, I find. Ich denke, I think. Meiner Meinung nach, in my opinion. Pair these with time vocabulary and colours to create rich, detailed answers. If you're asked to describe a photo, use colours. Das Mädchen trägt ein rotes Kleid. The girl is wearing a red dress. That kind of detail earns you marks for range of vocabulary. For reading, use cognates, words that look like English. Januar, Februar, October. You already know these. But beware of false friends. The word bald in German doesn't mean bald, it means soon. And also in German means so or therefore, not also. These are classic traps in the reading paper. For writing, always use time expressions to frame your sentences. Am Montag, on Monday. Im Sommer, in summer. 8 Uhr, at 8 o'clock. These little phrases show the examiner you have a range of vocabulary and they're easy marks. Also, remember to use three tenses at higher: present, past, and future. Im Sommer spiele ich Tennis, present. Letzten Sommer habe ich Tennis gespielt, past. Nächsten Sommer werde ich Tennis spielen, future. Brilliant! Common mistakes to avoid. Listen carefully because these come up every year. Number one, confusing Haupt. Haupt 8 does not mean 8:30. It means 7:30.
You're saying it's halfway to 8. This catches out so many candidates in listening. Number 2, forgetting noun genders with time words. Der Tag, the day, masculine. Die Woche, the week, feminine. Das Jahr, the year, neuter. Get these wrong and your adjective endings will be wrong too. Number 3, spelling. Mittwoch, Wednesday, has a double T and a CH at the end. Donnerstag has a double N. Examiners do penalise spelling errors in the writing paper, so practice writing these out. Number 4, using bitter incorrectly. Remember, bitter means both please and you're welcome. Don't write danke in response to a thank you, write bitter. Okay, time for your quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you say good evening in German? Guten Abend. Well done if you got that. Question 2. What does halb neun mean? Half past 8, not half past 9. Remember, halb neun means halfway to 9. Question 3. What is the German for Wednesday? Mittwoch, midweek. Great memory hook. Question 4. How do you say in summer in German? Im Sommer. Im is your key word for seasons and months. Question 5. What does bitter mean when someone says danke to you? You're welcome. Bitter has 2 meanings, please and you're welcome. Question 6. What is the German for the colour purple? Lila, and pink is rosa. Question 7. How do you say on Monday in German? Am Montag. Am is your key word for days of the week. Question 8. What is the difference between 16 and 60? 16 is 16. It ends in zehn. 60 is 60. It ends in zig. Classic exam trap. Fantastic work! Let me give you a quick summary of everything we've covered today. We looked at greetings, Guten Morgen, Guten Tag, Guten Abend, Hallo, Tschüss, Auf Wiedersehen, Bitte, Danke, Entschuldigung. We covered numbers from 0 to 1,000,000 and the key trap of Zehn versus Sieg for teens versus tens. We went through the days of the week, Montag bis Sonntag. Always use am for on a day. We learned the 12 months, most are cognates with English, and use im for in a month. We covered the 4 seasons, Frühling, Sommer, Herbst, Winter, all masculine, all use im. We tackled telling the time, and the crucial halb rule, where halb vier means half past 3, not half past 4. And we finished with colours, rot, blau, grün, gelb, schwarz, weiß, and more, remembering that colours need adjective endings before nouns. My top 3 exam tips to take away. 1. Use am for days, im for months and seasons. 2. Halb always refers to the next hour, not the current one. 3. Bitter means both please and you're welcome. You've got this! Keep practicing, keep revising, and I'll see you in the next episode. Tschüss!